Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about stress, how it makes us feel, and when we get stressed. So today, I was stressed out when Maddie was 11 minutes late to our recording session. This made me feel kind of sick in my stomach. A little bit anxious. My vision kind of seems brighter. It's rough. But, you know, sometimes I'm stressing out a lot, which is, you know, most of the time, I kind of just want to, like, stab myself in the stomach. That's kind of the feeling I get, you know? Or punch someone. So, how about you, Mateo? How do you feel when you're stressed?
Well, you know, my palms get really sweaty. That's number one.
Knees feel weak.
Yeah.
Your arms are heavy.
And I can't, like, you know, think of anything because my mind is racing. So it almost feels as if, like, I kind of just, like, want to get, like, smacked in the face, you know? Just because, like, there's just so much going on in my mind and I can't control anything, you know? And then, like, I'm freaking out, you know?
So what kind of things make you stress?
What kind of things? Well, for one thing, you know, last year, or this year, dealing with my parents.
Okay, we'll talk more about that later, though.
Okay. Going to class, you know, having a test, just finding out news that just isn't positive, that can be stressful, any, you know.
All right. How about you, Maddie? How do you feel stressed, and when are you stressed?
You know, I was stressed this morning when I got stuck in traffic on the way over here.
Right.
Which caused Ezra to be stressed about me being late. So it was just, like, a chain of events that just led to, like, a lot of stress. And, you know, my heart rate picks up, my palms get sweaty, just like Mateo. I get a little shaky.
Yeah, my palms are kind of sweaty now, too. Yeah.
I like to start tinkering with whatever I can have, like whatever is in my.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so you might be wondering then when you're stressing, you know, what is stress? Why am I stressing? Why does this even exist? So the answer is, it's really just a burst of energy that tells you what to do. More specifically, it's usually going to be norepinephrine, epinephrine, which is basically just, that is adrenaline, it's the same thing, and then also cortisol. So adrenaline is what creates an increase in blood pressure and heart rate and helps you focus. It increases the amount of oxygen and nutrients to your muscles, and so that's great for your fight or flight response. And then cortisol is more for long-term stress, and it has some other effects that include shutting down normal bodily functions like your immune system and your digestive tract, which allows more of your energy to be put into getting rid of whatever is causing you to be stressing out. It also increases your glucose levels, which allows your muscles to use more energy, basically. So evolutionarily, stress is actually super useful because it really motivates us to get the hell out or fix whatever is causing an issue for us. So now we have a couple stories about times that we were stressed. So Mateo, I think you were starting to talk about something about last year.
Well, yeah, it was like it started last year, but really like a stressful moment happened this year when I had to open up to my parents and just talk to them openly about how I feel. And it was just really stressful coming into that, even though they're my family and they're close people that I'm with. It just still super duper stressful to just having to open up to things that they've never heard before, and just, you know, talk about like really depressing stuff and horrifying things. So it was just very stressful, and I was I was just shaking the entire time. I actually like missed. I delayed it 2 days just because I was super duper stressed. You know, so.
Okay, yeah. This makes sense because chronic stress is directly linked to chronically high blood pressure and blood concentrations of adrenaline and cortisol. So this is kind of like you just being like chemically stressed out the entire time, which can be really bad for your body. So there are a lot of treatments you can get for stress. We'll talk about that later. So I also have a story. This takes place when I was just a wee child living in the woods of New York. And I was probably about half a mile into the woods when I actually stepped on a ground beehive. And so these ground bees just started swarming out of the ground and landing on my arms and my neck and my fingers. And they're all just trying to murder me. They were so angry with me. And I was just stressed out because, you know, these bees were so horribly angry at me. So I started sprinting back home, and it was weird because I was suddenly a lot more athletic than I usually am. I was, like, sliding under trees, like, fallen trees, and, like, jumping over them. It was kind of epic, actually,
yeah,
not gonna lie. Yeah, I was, like, focused on, you know, 100 different things at once, like, swatting the bees off my neck, and, you know, also just, like, looking in the distance for whatever the next obstacle is. And I hauled ass back home. I made it, ended up being okay. But I don't think I would have been able to do that without adrenaline. So in that case, I think it was mostly adrenaline, probably, that was propelling me. Rather than mostly cortisol. So, Maddie, do you have a stressful story such as you getting chased by a hobo? Oh.
Well, I do have many stressful stories, but that's a good one. One night I was walking home from our friend Mateo here's house at around 2:30 a.m., and I was walking on the back trail over by Stanley in Lafayette, and just, like, you know, chilling, listening to music. It was dark, but I had my flashlight, and I had the music on really loud in my ears, so I couldn't really hear. But I was, as I was walking past these couple bushes, I heard this rustling, and I was like, oh, it's just an animal, because I'd heard rustling before, and I've walked down this trail at night a lot before. And just to make sure, though, because I'm a paranoid person, I turned around, and here was this hobo standing right behind me, staring at me, and it was 2:30 a.m. I was alone. It was scary. So my fight or flight response instantly kicked in. I had not run, like, at all in 2 years. And so, but I could, like, feel the adrenaline rush in my body, and I just sprinted the fuck away. Like, I was also crying and screaming, but, like, I also felt my heart rate pick up, you know, because stress. And this hobo chased me for, like, a solid 5 minutes. And then, the night isn't over yet, though. As I was sprinting home, at some point, I just stopped looking back and just kept sprinting. So, like, I probably sprinted for a little longer than I should have, and the hobo probably stopped, like, a second after he started chasing me. But it doesn't matter, because stress. And
stress.
So,
yeah.
I was running home, and I get to my house, and my mom texts me, "Where the fuck are you?" And I was like, you know, this is just another stressful event to happen on the same night as this hobo incident. And so, yeah, I got caught sneaking out that same night.
That's so epic.
Yeah, it was really fun. I had a great time. Yeah.
So, I mean, that sounds like a very stressful situation. Yeah. You might even go so far as to say that was too much stress.
Yeah, it was very overwhelming.
Yeah, Mateo, I think you also were saying that you're having kind of maybe too much stress about coming out to your parents.
Yeah.
So, too much stress can lead to an inability to concentrate or complete tasks, which I think, Mateo, you were probably feeling. You're saying, yeah, it's hard for you to function, go to work, that kind of thing. It also actually, interestingly,
Oh, fuck me, dude. I'm fucked up.
Dude. All right.
We'll cut this scene out.
No, we're not going to have time. Oh. All right, what's up, Carl? Carl Gann. All right.
Yay!
So, I mean, you didn't happen to, like, actually get sick at that time, did you? Did you get a cold or anything?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Luckily.
Well, that's a common symptom of too much stress, because as I was saying, cortisol shuts down your immune system temporarily, but if you're always stressed, then temporarily becomes always. So you're much more likely to get sick, especially with things like colds. But you can also just feel muscle soreness, because your muscles are being, you know, they're tensed up, and then they're not being repaired because your body's focusing on, you know, right now, not on fixing it. And then other illnesses like autoimmune diseases also can flare up. So this can trigger a lot of disorders as well, like depression and anxiety, which can actually stay with you for a long time. So you really do want to get treatment if you have chronic anxiety. It can also lead to other things like headaches, irritability, trouble falling asleep or staying awake, So you might sleep way too little or way too much, or some combination of the both. You might start eating a ton or stop eating, and then you're probably going to be more angry and anxious than you usually are.
It's funny that you say that, because I actually take my medication regularly.
Oh, okay, you take your medication every day?
For, like, yeah, against anxiety and depression. Because it's just, it's a cause and effect of, like, for stress, you know, and it just, that they just correlate with each other, and so just, I'm always just stressing now, and just so anxious about everything, and, you know, just having some medication with me every day just helps so much.
And I think that sometimes being stressed can make you more stressed, but you start stressing out about, like, why am I so stressed? Yeah. Like, why am I not enjoying, you know, the fun things that I'm doing? So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of medications you can use. Beta blockers, are great because they compete, with adrenaline for the receptors, on the heart and heart vessels, like the blood vessels. But they don't stimulate that receptor. So they basically just block the adrenaline from binding to it without actually having any effect on your body. And there's a lot of different medications. I mean, marijuana as well. You know, Mateo, have you heard of marijuana before?
That's actually the medication that I use.
Okay.
So, right, the same. I got my cannabis card.
I got a medical card licensed by a licensed provider.
Dr. Ambrosio?
Yes.
Dr. Ambrosio is the plug.
Yeah, it's just helped me out so much, you know. Like, I used to just constantly be stressing and just be, like, a very, frenzied, like, always, like, rigid person, and, you know, it just helped me relax and just see the world in a better way. So some medication.
420
is very
Gucci gang, yeah. And there's other medications as well. There's selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's a mouthful. But basically, it can lower your blood concentrations of stress hormones. And that can also just be great because instead of just blocking the receptors, it's completely just reducing the amount of stress hormones in your blood, which can be good. So now I think we should talk about, you know, scientifically what was going on in each of our stories. So when I was getting chased by the bees and running back home, I didn't really feel the pain from the bees. That wasn't really what I was thinking about. I was just entirely focused on just sprinting back home.
Yeah, that's how I was, too.
Yeah, so that was totally just adrenaline taking over and just making me... Yeah, that was my fight or flight response, and my response was to flee because it's hard to fight bees. When Maddie's getting chased by the hobo, that was probably mostly adrenaline as well. But, you know, I remember that you were stressed for a couple weeks after that. You know, kind of gave you almost like PTSD. Mm-hmm. So that could be a lot more in the cortisol kind of area.
Keep in mind that I had done very little exercise and running before this point, and I didn't feel any soreness or anything while I was running, and usually I can't run for more than like... I mean, now I'm more active, but like back then I could not run for more than like 30 seconds without feeling the burn.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because normally your body isn't going to exert itself so much when you're just running because you feel like running. Because it's not good for your body to exert itself that much. But when you are stressed out, your muscles get more glucose and oxygen, which allows them to basically, like, fire off harder than they usually do. It genuinely makes you stronger. But that is bad because you probably felt, like, really sore the next day because you exerted the hell out of your muscles.
I felt a lot of things the next day.
Totally, yeah. And then, you know, Mateo, his situation probably wasn't really adrenaline as much because that wouldn't have been in any way helpful. It's probably mostly just cortisol, which probably left him stressed for more the long term than the short term. Because once I got home and I, you know, took a bath or whatever, I wasn't stressed out by the bees anymore. Like, it was over.
Yeah. It lasted a few weeks, you know, just constantly being stressed out, just having it in my mind.
So, I mean, like, what are your, like, did you learn any good, like, de-stressing techniques from that you can still use?
I did. I did learn, like, before coming in, talking to my parents, you know, I took a few deep breaths, you know, just you know, lowered my heart rate, just to calm down, and that helped a lot, you know. Other things, I simply just, like, you know, actually exercising, you know, helped also. I had, was able to just, you know, first of all, release of endorphins to make me a little bit happier. It also just released a lot of just stress and just energy building up from the stress, and it just left me time to also think about how I was going to do and stuff. So exercising was also very helpful.
Okay, yeah. Maddie, how about you? How did you get over your hobo experience, or did you ever?
Well, I got over it eventually, but I still haven't walked on that trail behind Stanley at night, just because it freaks me out now. I also have, like, a minor fear of the dark.
Okay.
I feel like that got worse with the hobo thing, just because, like, I'd had a fear of the dark before, but nothing had ever, like, directly scared me at night. It had just been all paranoia.
Right.
So, like, I feel like that definitely had a play on my fear. But,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. At this point, I'm over it. Ezra got me a taser, so, like,
yeah.
Pretty epic.
Yeah.
That was meant for a taser tag, though.
Oh, wait, I want to do that anyway.
Dude, we should totally do that. Holy
God. I got the...
Oh, my God.
What kind of dinosaur is that?
I think it's a Triceratops.
Got the... Triceratops.
Carl back, sorry. Someone just drove back with the Triceratops in the back of their.
It's epic as hell. It's like life size.
It's so epic.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, they're way
so yeah. So I mean that your whole hobo experience could have given you some kind of phobia of the dark, and a phobia is an irrational fear. So sometimes stress is not helpful to us, especially in things like school, where a racing heart is not going to help us take a test. It actually should make us do worse. So you might wonder, you know, why do we stress? So, kind of to recap, we stress because of evolution, and evolution was not built for us to take tests. It was meant for us to basically fight or run away. So most of the stress, chemically in our body is going to be causing us to physically change, and focus really hard on one thing, but it's going to make it really difficult for tasks. Like test taking. So you should learn to embrace your stress to help motivate you to get your work done, but at the same time, you should also learn how to manage your stress so that it doesn't make it harder for you to complete the tasks that are stressing you out to begin with.
Well,
any final thoughts from Mateo or Maddie?
I think that, like, yeah, stress is just a tricky thing, you know, like, it's just gonna constantly be with us in our lives, you know. It's just for the good or the bad. Is I don't know. It's just it's uncontrollable almost. Like, you can take deep breaths and everything, but it'll always be there. And yeah, you know, it's just
all right. Yeah.
I have one last, like, small story. It's not really a story, but, like, I just think it's interesting because this year I've been trying to manage my stress a lot more. Last year I would just kind of ignore it and let it exist in the background, but when you said the thing about being sick, I realized how, like, often I got sick last year. But this year, as I've, like, meditated more and, like, let myself sleep when I need to and, like, let myself calm down when I need it, I haven't been sick at all this year.
Right.
So I just think it's interesting.
I've noticed that as well.
How much of a difference
same.
There is.
Yeah, when I used to wrestle, I would get sick kind of predictably, like, at the peak of the season every single year.
Yeah.
I would get, like, really sick, like bronchitis or something.
Yeah.
It makes sense because, you know, the adrenaline and the cortisol and all that from stressing out from school, but also just from physically exercising, was actually shutting down my immune system. So I do feel a lot healthier now that I'm taking fat dabs every day. All right, so I think that's basically it. Thanks for listening to our TED Talk. We'll catch you on the flip side.